For 10 years, the Dubfod has been there. During these uncertain times, we're still here. You can count on us. Aren't these commercials condescending? Don't you wish they'd go back to she sheds and shit? I mean, I get it. It's what's going on. But nobody's buying a car based on which company picked the most empathetic piano music. Having said that, we're the podcast that cares about you the most. Tell a friend. Dubfod goes hard.
Dick's Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Happy quarantine week 472.
Guys, Matt is here as well. Hello, Matt.
Hey, it was my birthday.
It's Matt. It's your birthday week.
Happy birthday, pal.
Matt,
Thank you. Did
you blow out the candles, Matt?
I didn't blow out any candles. Yesterday was my birthday, but I did
I
have
barbecue. That's how you spread the COVID.
Yeah.
What's going on, drunk? What's the problem, drunk?
Blowing out the candles is how you get people sick.
You blow on the cake, and then everybody eats the cake?
Yep.
Speaking of candles, Matt, where are them candles at?
Oh, boy. You know, you posted a picture. You know what? This is the fucking mastermind
Matt,
Mike Moore is. Mike Moore tweeted a picture of a candle today, and I knew as soon as I saw that picture that this motherfucker, and it was a slight at me because it said, oh, weird, I ordered this candle and I got it 3 days later. What great service, knowing full well that I haven't sent out one fucking candle that I was supposed to.
It's been months, Matt.
Fuck you. I know that your little passive-aggressive asshole in St. Louis is sitting there going, oh, maybe this will show him. This will show him the Duke Cannons on top of their fucking candle shipping. Not Matt Charles out in fucking bumfuck New Hampshire. Fuck you, Mike. Fuck you.
Yankee Candle told me that my candles would take like a week or so extra because of COVID, but it didn't.
Fuck you, Travis. Fuck all of you. You know what? Everybody's getting refunds. No popcorn bitch is getting sent out. Fuck all y'all. Goddamn, I mean, Corona. Got COVID-19 up in this shit. Fucking, I got drivers. I got their wives dying of COVID, being fucking in the hospital. You want me to get the popcorn bitch candle out? Fuck you.
Get that to the people. You're supposed to comfort them in this time of crisis.
Yeah, fuck the people.
Wow. Oh.
They just want to get out to the beaches and spread COVID.
The people, Matt. The people?
They wouldn't want to go to the beaches if they had that sweet, sweet candle to smell.
Travis, I know what's going to cheer Matt up.
Tell me.
But Travis, I don't know if you know this about Matt, but he's a big Elton John fan.
A huge Elton John.
I saw him in concert.
I went and saw him in concert, and you know, there was a time where every August I would celebrate 31 days of EJ, and I would put up a different Elton John song every day.
Matt, there was a 8-hour. It was kind of like a telethon, but they weren't collecting money. They were just kind of playing songs for the people. It was called the Together at Home Concert, and they just kind of got a bunch of people to play some songs. And in between the songs, they were like, guys, the nurses, they're doing really good.
Yeah.
And Elton John, he contributed. He was out in his backyard on his basketball court. And he debuted a new song called Dill Dannon.
He did, yeah. Brand new Elton John song.
Yeah, it sounded pretty good. I'm
Dill Dannon.
I'm Dill Dannon.
I'm Dill Dannon.
Sounds really good.
I'm Dill Dannon.
I was pretty excited about it. So, guys, check that out. If you get an opportunity, go check out the Elton John performance from the Together at
it's
Home.
It's one festival. Of the worst things.
Brand new Elton John, that's got to be trending at the top of iTunes charts, correct?
Dill Dannon, yeah. Guys, Dill Dannon, it's a good song. I encourage you all to check it out. Elton, he's still got it, Matt. He's still on top of his game.
I don't know that he is, Mike.
Guys, coming up in a little bit, we're going to be talking to Matt's good friend, Liz Bills. She's a musician from the Massachusetts area. She's going to sing some tunes, right, Matt? She's going to sing some tunes, and we're going to talk to her about her whole
music.
She
said, I'm really excited to have Liz on. She's a good part of the band Analog Heart. We had them on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's definitely happening.
Oh, are you still having Skype problems?
Yeah, I definitely found her by adding a new contact, and so we'll definitely be talking to her.
So that feel like that's definitely going to happen?
That's absolutely. This the information that Matt provided to me lends me to believe that we're definitely talking to her after the break.
Okay,
Matt, I have a theory. I'm working on, and it's not fully formed yet, but I want to throw it by you guys and see if we can crack the case.
Oh, what my is God. Happening?
Is that drunk?
Fucking huffing into the microphone.
What are
drunk?
You doing? Is that drunk? Jesus. Is he yawning? Like
every week,
oh my God.
Been on Skype.
What is that sound?
No, it's these are new noises.
Fucking snorting and...
How do you have sleep apnea while you're awake?
I don't know, man. Thing,
fucking press the mute button, man.
Drunk, what like, just to help us out for a second, what was that a yawn?
That was his tongue murdering him.
Just what? Me trying to live, man. Just me trying to live.
This is you. I feel like you should be put down if that's you trying to live.
Now, Drunk,
apologies.
All of the television shows are doing their show from home, like all of them, right? And they all are professionals. They have professional staffs, but they all sound terrible. And I know that they're doing it on purpose because, like, how could you not be doing it on purpose? I mean, like, I could even, like, if you check out, like, Ryan Seacrest and Kelly Ripa, the first day they were doing it from home, Ryan Seacrest sounded pretty good and Kelly Ripa sounded terrible. And, like, the next day, they, instead of fixing Kelly Ripa, they made Ryan Seacrest worse so that he would equal Kelly Ripa's level of bad. And they're all bad. I mean, really, like, the only ones who don't sound like complete garbage are Jimmy Kimmel sounds okay and John Oliver sounds okay. Really, John Oliver's doing his whole show with the exception of, like, the city background behind him. But, like, I have some... This is Bill Maher, guys. Bill Maher is on HBO. I mean, like, it's a pay service. And this is the crap that Bill Maher's putting... Listen to Bill Maher.
Right. We are delighted to have the presidential candidate and independent senator from Vermont, Bernie Sanders, is with us, as he has been many times on our show. Never under...
Matt, why is Bill Maher using his laptop microphone to do a cable television program? Why is he doing that?
It is pretty insane.
Why does he sound so bad?
Right.
They have to be doing it on purpose, right? But why are they doing it on purpose?
All of these shows and whatnot, they have producers and audio line producers.
Oh, sure.
Like they set them up. Like, if you listen to, I listen to Barstool radio on Sirius in the morning and the afternoon on the way into and from work, and they sound great. Like, obviously, they've been set up with decent, like, audio equipment. Like, somebody tested it, said, yep, this sounds great. Like, it sounds like they're in studio. There's no reason for these, like, network and pay providing services to sound like shit.
Travis, I mean, they go do remotes on the street that sound better than this. I mean, like, they're in their homes and they can't set them up with a different. Listen to Seth Meyer. Listen to how bad he sounds.
So, Oh Hello has had many lives.
Stage.
Like,
I get it if the guest sounds bad. I mean, like, okay, you need to get guests. They may just need to pop on Skype with their. I get it. But, like, well, why is Seth Meyer doing a daily television show that sounds that bad?
You've heard the difference between, like, I'm sure you've seen, like, the Some Good News, the John Krasinski YouTube thing. Like, he sounds pretty decent, and then his guests sometimes sound not great. Like, why is this YouTube show sounding better than these network
programs? I can't even understand why they wouldn't be able to set up, like, if you have a guest on, mail them a small little, like, disposable mic set. Like, you're fucking Seth Meyers. Your show makes enough money, and right now you've probably laid off half your staff. Like, put together a microphone, a USB microphone that you can mail to somebody and say, all right, hey, we're going to have you on today. You know, just plug this into your computer instead of your fucking shitty laptop mic.
But why are they doing it, Matt? I mean, like, it's obvious they're doing it on purpose. Because
the only thing
it's been
think
weeks.
Of is because it's so widespread is that maybe they think, oh, this is what the common man is doing. So, like, because if there's one thing that the Hollywood elitist loves to do is to kind of pander, like, oh, this is what we're doing. This is, you know, we're trapped inside of our mansion.
So it's a virtue signal, you think?
Like, oh, it's got
to
be.
Oh, we have to rough it. Imagine. Or do you think that it's like a purposeful slight at, like, YouTubers and podcasters to say, oh, God, you know, like, we have a big studio and that's what makes us, you know, sound good.
I don't think it's a slight. I don't think they would be that as
underhanded,
aggressive as Mike Moore could be. With candles.
I mean, I'm worried about the people, Matt. The people, they're probably getting
I'm
restless.
I'm just curious why they're even continuing to do this. Like, it's not
good?
The same show, and it's not good. Like, I don't want to watch somebody zooming a guest. Like, there's no studio audience. Like, he's sitting at his desk to do his monologue. Like, nobody wants any of it. I don't like late night programs anyway, but if you're really dumbing them down, like, who's still watching this shit?
I guess it's probably just contractual obligations, right, Travis?
I guess.
I feel like they also do it to, you know, hammer home the stay at home point.
If we're doing it, you should too.
You need to stay home too. Yep.
When in reality, they're going to their secret famous people, rich people clubs every night.
Are you buying into the evil, sick, rich pedophile thing, Travis?
Oh, definitely.
You sent me that Tom Hanks thing the other day.
Yep.
You went way down the rabbit hole on that, didn't you?
Well, he's dead. Tom Hanks is dead.
I thought either he got arrested because he's a pedophile.
He's either dead or in jail because of this pedophilia. They found that this was the perfect time to throw him in jail, pretend he had COVID, and then body swap him with most likely his brother. And then they just did some of that deep fake shit.
Did you see way down in the conspiracy theory where they said that sometimes Tom Hanks's brother does the voice of Woody, like, if he's busy?
If he's too busy, he just has his brother
do the voice.
What
kind of bullshit is that, Travis? I think that's the biggest revelation of the whole fucking thing. I mean, like, the lizard people shaved his head for a body swap thing. I mean, I don't know about all that, but if he's getting his brother to be Woody, that's bullshit.
Yeah, if he's degrading the good name of Pixar by just, hey, Jim Hanks, why don't you go and do the voice of Woody for me today?
Yeah, I don't. And so like, OK, Jim Hanks's brother's dead. He was a secret pedophile. We had to get him.
Yep.
And he's just like, well, I mean, guys, we got to film a thing for Saturday Night Live. How are we going to do that? And they said, well, what we're going to do is we're going to shave his head and put Tom Hanks's face on another guy. And then they're going to like do a monologue in like a kitchen that, I mean, that's probably not Tom Hanks's
they
real
built
kitchen.
They right? built that kitchen in a like a secret like government warehouse.
Was it
to throw people off?
Green screen?
The middle part of it was a green screen, and the rest of it was just a built in a warehouse environment.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a weird one for me, Travis, because you sent it to me real late at night, and like I was in bed, I was winding down, and I raised from my comfortable bed, and I was on the edge of my seat, scrolling down to see what crazy thing was next.
Well, and there were so many different threads off of the thread, like there was like different tunnels that you could crawl through.
Oh yeah, well, he cited all of his psychotic sources.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, now I had it kind of the same way as I had heard about that. I was listening to the radio and somebody had mentioned something about a Tom Hanks conspiracy, and I didn't catch what it was, and somebody sent it to me I don't know, maybe a half hour, 45 minutes before I sent it to you, so it was fairly late. And I couldn't stop. I just tore through that thing and was like, this is one of the most amazing conspiracy theories I've ever seen in my life.
And still, Tom Hanks's monologue as a fictional character being voiced by a different person wearing someone else's face still sounded way better than Kelly Ripa on her own program.
There's some good news today, Ryan. Did you know that?
Yes, I'm excited about this one. Personally, I'm excited.
I am too.
Ryan,
yes, a very good things happening at a very special place.
He sounded good the first day, and then they said, "No, Ryan, we have to make you sound more like the people."
Do you have an empty basement that doesn't have carpet or drywall? Go in that, and then record your lines.
Hey, Ryan Seacrest, who's been in radio for 25 years, don't use a microphone. Sound way worse than you currently do. We're trying to make good television here.
I feel like this shit wouldn't have flew when in Regis and Kathy Lee day.
No.
No, yeah, Regis, he wouldn't have stood for all of this.
I'm not going to do it.
Regis wants to sound
something
good.
Something like that.
I'm still dancing.
I'm still dancing.
I'm still dancing.
It's so bad, Matt. It's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. Because
I'm still dancing.
I mean, at one point, he was great.
Oh, the best.
And it's just gone, Matt.
You feel like that movie did something to him?
He was like playing some panda piano where you just take your paws and bang them. And there was basketballs all around. It was like, Elton, how many basketballs do you need?
Why are there so many basketballs?
Why were there any basketballs?
Travis, it's the weirdest scene. So
you got to have at least one basketball.
He's got like a basketball court in his backyard that he just like rolled a piano out onto. Probably for audio quality, which, guys.
Sound pretty good.
Yeah, it
How
sounds great.
How else are you going to go out and go dance?
Still dancing.
just to be clear, the actual lyrics are, I'm still standing, right?
No, it's I'm still dancing.
I'm still dancing.
This is the remix edition.
What do you think is worse? I'm still dancing or Puddle of Mud's cover of About a Girl?
The first part of the cover, not so bad. It's the second part where he goes off.
It's all bad. What are you talking about, drunk? The whole thing's terrible.
The first 30 to 45 seconds, it's fine.
No,
and then
it's not.
That, it goes off the rails.
So after that first 30 seconds, that's when it gets bad, drunk?
Yeah.
No, the whole thing's pretty fucking bad.
I love it.
They put out a whole covers album, didn't they?
POM?
Yeah, they did a Gimme Shelter.
Mike, you didn't hear this? The Puddle of Mud playing About a Girl?
I guess I missed it. I did get like a thing from them saying that like we're all going to be okay, Matt. Do you want to hear that?
Yeah.
Buddy, what's up? It's Wes Scantlin from Puddle of Mud, urging you to hang in there. We are all in this together. I need you to all listen to happy music. I need you to keep your family safe. I need you to protect yourself. Wash your hands. Wash your face, just like it's always been. I'll tell you what, if we can make it through this, everything's cool. Just, you know, keep rocking, keep hip-hop.
Keep rocking, man.
Keep rolling, you know what I'm saying?
Keep hip-hop.
I know all you ladies are tripping out, but don't worry about it. Starbucks will be open in a little while. Chill out, relax, hang in there. We are all in this together.
Yeah, and then they place it.
Are we, though?
We're all in this together.
Everything won't be so blurry.
You feel better now, don't you, Matt? Knowing that Puddle of Mud
now
guy.
Now Mr. Scantlin said something. I do feel better.
Yeah, I got that in my email. I forgot to pull that. Thanks for reminding me. I don't know how Puddle of Mud came up, but thank God. Because
you think Liz Bills will play a Puddle of Mud song?
Probably no, not, get her to play Dill Dannon.
I'm Dill Dannon. Dill Dannon. Matt, I swear to God, we've watched it 5 times. What we did was we watched this whole 8-hour thing, but like we didn't watch it live. We watched it so we could fast forward for the people we didn't like.
Sure.
And pretty much most of the people that we did like, you know, like what we would do is like they would start being like, guys, we're all in this together. Just, you know, stick around. And then we'd be like, shut up and fast forward through them.
Is this that thing that was on Saturday?
Yeah, it was like the one that Lady Gaga put together.
Oh, somebody asked me today.
It was like
if I watched
8 hours
thing,
or something, wasn't it?
It's really
Saturday,
long.
And I was like, what are you talking about?
I'll give you guys the highlight. The highlight was Elton John. Everything else you could probably skip and be fine.
I love Elton John so much, but that was the worst thing I've ever seen.
What's the take me to church? That guy? This is hunger work. I like that guy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you just say, take me to church? This is hungry work?
Yes. That's what he said. Those are both from the same song, Travis. It's
that's how the song goes.
This is hungry work.
I can't get on board with that.
I like that song.
Travis sounds like Seth Meyers.
That's because I'm way back from the microphone. I had to lay back a little bit with all this star talk from Saturday, all these wonderful acts.
We're in this together, Travis. Just hang in there.
Me, you, and Puddle of Mud.
Drunk, is everything going good? Are you doing good, Drunk?
Very well, sir. Thank you. Happy holidays.
What holiday is it, Drunk? Oh, it was 420 yesterday, right?
It was.
Fire it up. Fire it up.
Drunk, did you celebrate?
I actually did, and after 3 hits, I was out of my mind, and then took like two-hour nap.
What'd you do? Did you have some Cadbury eggs afterwards?
Some chilies.
Matt, chilies. You mean to tell me that your birthday is 420? And you don't just constantly smoke the devil's lettuce?
Just blaze wacky tobacky.
I do not. Sorry, buddy.
Crazy to me that all this is going. Travis, are we okay for after the break? You think it's going to be okay?
I don't know.
We'll see.
I used Matt's information, and there was 2 different contacts when I typed it in.
Friend, so do you think Elton John will release your dong?
Oh, your dong?
Yeah.
I sat on the roof, and I bit up my horse. Come across us. My funny. If I pay a lot, you keep it on.
And you could tell everybody this is your this, dong.
It's this or on.
I'm still dabbing.
So I was on the dance floor and, you know, having fun with the beverages and whatnot.
Having
fun with beverages, baby. Having fun with beverages, baby. Having fun with beverages, baby. We're having fun with beverages, baby.
You are listening to StrangeLabel.com. Viva La Label.
Guys, Zorn! Jordan needs us.
All right, let's go.
We're here, Zordon.
Whoa, 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 Jason. Noticed you're not. Noticed you aren't wearing any red today.
You know, good on you, Zordon. I wasn't going to say anything, but I totally noticed that.
Yeah, sorry, guys. My mom got it for me for my birthday. She said I need to get past this and vary my wardrobe a bit. Obviously, I can't tell her the real reason, and if she doesn't see me wear it at least a couple times, she'll think I don't like it, and it'll hurt her feelings.
I mean, fuck, at least y'all got some color to work with. People here at school think I'm into Satan or some shit.
Yeah, pretty much nothing cute comes in yellow.
All right, whatever. Rangers, Ivan Ooze has a giant moth creature terrorizing an empty field. You need to stop the... I'm sorry, this is really distracting me. Alpha?
Yes, Zordon?
Can you get him the red cowboy hat?
I'll get it right away!
Yeehaw.
Hey, what it is, man? It's your boy T-Pain, and this is WFOD!
Hi, I'm Travis Hulse, and I have DirecTV.
No, I'm rock bottom Travis Hulse, and I still have rabbit ears.
Only DirecTV NFL Sunday Ticket gives you every game, every Sunday, all in stunning HD.
I have to watch the game down at Phil's Corner Bar and sit next to Fat Becky.
I get every single play with the most incredible picture.
Fat Becky lets me fuck her in the stall in the woman's bathroom after a few Jaeger bombs, and now I have to take clap medicine.
Don't be like this, me. Get NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV.
Don't waste my time, little boy. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Our guest tonight is a singer-songwriter whose new single, Mama's Song, will be available May 1st. Liz Bills is on the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Liz Bills.
I'm really excited to be on the show tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Liz Bills, have you heard the new Elton John song?
I'm still dannin'.
I'm a big fan of I'm Dill Dannin'.
I'm Dill Dannin'.
I was going to perform that for you guys tonight, if you would let me.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, I mean, it's good that I got the introduction out of the way. I don't have to record it later. So we just added a whole bunch of Liz Bills to the conversation.
How'd that go, Travis? Were you able to connect back up with her?
Kind of hoped it.
No. Not at all.
No.
Somebody just sent me a message with a smiley face and a wave.
I bet that's
do that.
I bet that's it, right? You would think.
Maybe
who else
what
would be
do?
Smiley pit face waving to you, Travis?
Doesn't say anything about Liz Bills. It's a 10F98A90F 95FD7CACB3.
Add that person.
How do you do that?
Just type all that in, Travis.
I'm not
good. Copy and paste.
Well, yeah.
Copy and paste.
Not gonna. Okay, will do. This is a fucking nightmare.
I thought you were supposed to be like a producer.
Not a fucking chance. What is your problem? You know better. I've been on this show for 6 years. Do you really think that?
When was the last time like we gracefully transitioned this? Like, when was the last time we pulled it off, Travis? It's been a while.
Oh, Christ. Who can even tell?
We've been on a major losing streak.
What happened here? I added somebody as a user somehow.
What does that mean, that you add somebody as a user?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, I'm calling live CID 10F 98A 90F FD 7A. They're joined.
Hello?
CID dot 10F 98A 95F D 7 CA 6 B3. How's it going?
Welcome back. Our guest tonight is CID 10F 98A 90F FD 7 CA CB3.
Is that me?
That's you.
Oh, nice. Hello.
How are you tonight? Oh, we're great. We are great.
Awesome. I'm good. Just getting a little stir crazy over here.
Are you sheltering at home, Liz?
I am. I teach private music lessons full time, so I'm just teaching 35 lessons via FaceTime. Luna's yelling into my phone for hours every day, so that's great.
sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, it's not too. I mean, the nightmare would be like being unemployed right now and stuff. So
yeah,
I have to be grateful, but I just miss the connection.
We applaud you, like people like me. Is like my daughter is taking like Zoom dance lessons because obviously her dance classes are canceled, and also like Zoom or Google Hangout or Google Duo clarinet lessons. So good on you.
Yeah, I've been doing Zoom yoga classes and things like that, so it's been fun.
Now, Liz, I have a question for you. Do you have like any formal training in like audio engineering?
No, not at all.
None?
Like, you mean an audio engineering? No.
Because I'll tell you, Liz, your microphone sounds great.
I have no idea what I'm doing, so I don't know what's going on. I could barely open up the Skype application. So.
And it's weird, Matt, because like her microphone sounds great, and she's a music teacher. Like, how can she figure it out, but nobody else seems to be able to figure it out?
And how did Bill Maher sound?
Bill Maher sounded fucking terrible, Matt, is how he sounded. They all sound terrible.
I wonder what kind of phone, too. Like, I'm using the iPhone. I don't know if there's a difference.
Oh, you're on a phone.
Oh, I'm on a phone. Yeah, maybe that's the reason.
Liz, this doesn't make any sense. See, because all these television shows, they purposely sound terrible. And I'm trying to figure out why.
I don't know. My computer's so ancient, I don't even try. So
Mike is trying to understand why shows like Bill Maher and Seth Meyers, where they have an entire production team behind them, when they are now started doing their shows from home, that they sound as though they're in like a tin can.
Oh, yeah, maybe yeah, they don't have any of that awesome stuff anymore. I don't know.
We think that they're, you know, trying to do it to make us common folk feel better.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, oh, well, my grandma sounds like that when I FaceTime her from the nursing home, you know, and she's got the COVID-19. So that makes sense that Seth Meyer sounds like shit.
Yeah, I have no idea.
So, Liz, I primarily know you from your appearances on the Lotus Cast over the years. And I was curious. I've never actually talked to someone who was a guest. Like, what you were thinking the first time Matt messaged you and said, hey, you want to come hang out with me and my friends in my garage? Like, was that a weird email to get?
Way back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember it being weird. We were just happy somebody actually wanted to talk to us. So,
you
were totally down.
You had no reservations about just going to... Wasn't Joe's studio like above somebody's garage, man?
So I think...
Liz, there's a few spots.
There was. You came out to a couple of different spots of ours. You did our show when we had the really cool studio that was upstairs in a garage. And yeah, it was like this cool mood lighting and all of that. And then you were also in Joe's living room, which was just a giant table that was too big for the room. No, you weren't there when the table was there. I had already moved. But you were in his living room, which is always a treat to be in Joe's living room.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, I never had any reservations for some reason. Maybe I should have.
I think it's because Joe is so non-threatening.
Yeah, you guys always seem super chill. And yeah, I always got good vibes and good intuition about it.
But I mean, theoretically, someone who would lure you to their dungeon would probably also seem chill. Like that would be part of their whole thing, I would imagine, is they would.
Yeah, I think I would have been nervous if I was by myself just because I'm a small girl. But, you know, I had Jesse and the band. So like I felt
right. Jesse's a larger girl. So
yeah, protect me.
Have you moved on from the band? Is the band still a thing or are you a solo act now or are you doing both?
Well, the band is just kind of on a hiatus and we don't even know what that means. I started the band 10 years ago, so it's been quite the journey. And after doing something or being in a relationship, you know, for 10 years, I kind of just wanted to see what was outside of that. And I tried to do both, but it was just too overwhelming. So I really had to make that really hard decision actually this past year to put the band on hiatus. So that was painful, but yeah. But we're just going to leave it at that for now. And who knows, maybe we'll get back to it. But right now I just need to explore myself, I guess, and what it means to write music without Jesse Cohen of Analog Heart, and who am I without the band. So that's where I'm at right now, but it's been a lot more painful than I thought it would be.
Is it harder?
I guess I always compare it. It feels like you go through a divorce almost, and then like what I wanted to do was just kind of jump into the new relationship and it would be great. Turned out I tried to do that and I was like, whoa, there's lots of problems with that. Like I need to grieve the loss of the band and I need to understand that making space and room for something new is, and you know, growth, it's not always easy. It can be kind of painful. And that's probably one of the reasons I've been avoiding it because it is so challenging.
Do you think that because it's so easy to put stuff out now, maybe there was a lot more quality control at some time that people would build up 30, 40 songs before they actually released something because it meant more to release like a full album. And do you just dump shit on SoundCloud to see what sticks? Or
that's actually my next plan kind of, or the plan of this year is to, just do singles because I just did a record last year and I'm already so sick of it. I don't even know how I'm going to get through this summer promoting all the old material. And it's a few things. And also it's the whole thing where you go into a studio, you pay $5,000 or $10,000 or a lot more, and you lay down 10 songs. It's very stressful, expensive. And then, I don't know, 10 songs is a lot, especially when you don't have a lot of money.
Right.
And then you release them and it's like, oh, I wish I did that differently or that differently. And this, I was thinking of just recording at home and doing singles that way. And I can, you know, spend more time, spend a lot less money, see what sticks, see you know, because I also have trouble going into the studio. It's very stressful for me.
Right. And you said, you put out songs and by the time you actually get them out, you're sick of them. So, I mean, if you could do one at a time, then maybe you wouldn't hate what you do so much.
Yeah, and it's just more fun. And the record I'm releasing, I it's been hard for me, but these songs I wrote maybe 5 years ago now, and then you record them and spend $1 billion, and then it's like,
so that's not even so much, that's not even out yet.
That's coming out, my first single on this record is coming out on May 1st, and then another single in June, and then I'll drop the record in July or August.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully I can just, get into the singles so I can, not have to be in this situation again, even though a lot of artists do this very thing.
Right. So guys, around June, check out all the songs that Liz is already sick of.
I've already moved way past that.
Are the songs that you are, why are you sick of them already? Is it because they are the, that kind of post Analog Heart thing, or is it another reason?
The songs I'm releasing are, it's very obvious, like when I left Analog Heart, I was in a solo project called Liz Bills and the Change for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it was the complete opposite because I'm a very black and white type of person. So I went from doing power rock and roll vocals to like this country folk music, which is complete opposite spectrums. And then by doing that, that's the music that I'll be releasing this summer. And I loved being in the Change. It was an amazing experience. But then I realized, how can I kind of marry those two genres together? So I'm not, you know, running far away from rock and roll, but I'm not, you know, I'm also not just fully folk music, which I, you know, I need more energy. So I left the Change, but you'll be hearing these songs this summer, and they are songs that I wrote and are very dear to me. And this year it's all about trying to figure out who Liz Bills is as, you know, rock and roll and folk and basically a bit of everything is really, mostly everything, maybe no jazz or anything like that, but
I was kind of hoping for like a new metal phase from Liz Bills.
not that. Maybe somewhere in the middle is where I'm.
I really can't wait for that wave to come out when you do like a Limp Bizkit tribute band or something. You know,
there is a niche there, Matt. That, I mean, is there any new metal bands anymore? I mean, like somebody still likes that.
I think right? Yeah, they're still out there.
Maybe that's what you just got to get like really, really super specific.
There's definitely something to say about the niches. Like if you're in blues, it's actually easier to chart and easier to be in that community because it's a niche. It's a small community that's actually dying. You know, everyone in the blues is becoming old. And so if you're a young blues singer, it's a little easier to get a leg up in that. Whereas being a pop singer, a rock singer, indie singer, it's like everybody's doing it.
Yeah, you just get thrown right into the sea.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. So I guess this year I'm like, how can I be unique? And like, what does that mean? How can I do that authentically? Which has been challenging.
I guess, yeah, it would be hard to just kind of come up with how you're unique.
I know. Yeah. So it's like this balance between you want to create art that feeds your soul, makes you feel alive and, you know, speaks your truth, but you also want other people to listen to it and you want it to stand out. And you want it to sound good when it's recorded and be proud of that. It's like, how do you find that balance is what I'm really trying to explore this year.
Liz, it sounds like you're under a lot of pressure.
I am. Yeah, I feel very neurotic in the last few years and just crazy and under immense pressure.
I can't imagine that COVID-19 is helping ease any of that neuroses either.
Yeah, it's making me like far more anxious. And yeah, this year is supposed to be about calming down and like, you know, trying to calm down and be more relaxed and try to figure out who I am and all of that. But
and then you want to veg out and eat some Doritos and watch some late night TV and everybody sounds like fucking garbage.
Liz, did you hear Elton John perform I'm Still Standing this past Saturday?
No.
It's pretty bad.
Liz, it's
is it?
It's really bad, Liz.
Liz, it's awful.
What is awful about it?
Matt, like, do me to play it for Liz?
Yeah, play a little bit.
I gotta hear it.
He can't say I'm still standing. He says I'm still dannin'. I'm still dannin'.
Really bad.
Oh man,
poor guy.
I love Elton John a lot. I love him. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I'm a Billy Joel guy, but
all right.
I'll put up with Elton a bit. Yeah, I watched Elton and Billy Joel in concert before. It was pretty amazing.
And you put your earbuds in for Elton John?
No, I was rocked out, but not as much.
bring me out the Joel. Yeah, you turned your back. on.
Yeah, I guess a little. I feel like it's one or the other, you know.
Right. You can't be a fan of both. Yeah. That doesn't make sense. Are you able to play something for us tonight?
Yeah, I'll try.
You'll try to?
Yeah. I'll do something relaxing.
Yeah, we all need to relax a little bit. I think Mike needs to relax.
All right, you want me to play something now?
Something that'll help him not be so passive aggressive.
Nice. Yeah, I'm working on that myself. Yeah, so this song is called Mama's Song, and it's actually the song I'm going to be releasing on May 1st. And I'm just tuning on my guitar. I can't really do both at the same time. But yeah, this song is about, you know, my mom, and me and her close. And she grew up in upstate New York, Syracuse. And then she moved here with my dad and had me, raised me, and then moved back to Syracuse when I was 18. you know, she'll call me up crying a lot because, you know, my brother's going through a lot of stuff and I can be crazy sometimes. And she's like, oh, Liz, why are you guys so messed up? It's all my fault. And then she'll cry. And I'm like,
yeah,
it wasn't her fault. It was my dad's fault. And so I always tell her that. And then I was like, oh, I got to write her a song, you know, to tell her this stuff. And it kind of helps. So, yeah, it's a tribute to my mom and all of the moms of the world. And if anybody wants to, if you, you know, have a close relationship with your mom, or if you are a mom, like, out there, you can send me a picture of you and your mom, or if you're a mom, you and your kid, to my email, lizbills1@gmail.com. And I'm putting together a Mother's Day music video of everybody and their moms.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that'll come out on Mother's Day. Hey, mom's calling to tell you that I'm doing just fine. It's funny, as the years go by, we're becoming more alike. Younger me would have been embarrassed, but the older's tried and true. Sometimes I catch myself and smile, 'cause I remind me of you. When I take the long way home, I sing like we used to do. And even though you've moved far upstate, I'd like to think that you're singing too. Mama, I am who I am, and it's all because of you. Hey, Mom, just calling to tell ya, sorry for all the mess. No reason to own it ain't easy. You did your best. Oh, and before we hang up, I just wanted to remind you that the fault is not yours to bear. Danny and I may be broken, but our mother's always there. When I take the long way home, I sing like we used to do. Even though you've moved far upstate, I'd like to think that you're singing too. Mama, I'm so proud to say that I'm taking after you. Now looking back on all the years gone by, I can see quite clearly now all you sacrificed, and you waited until we were grown to focus on yourself. And I'd always been too selfish to care about anyone else. But oh, how the tables turn, and now I'm the one who sits taking care of my family, and now I know where I get it. And maybe one day I will have a daughter of my own, and she will me through the ringer, but in the end, you see, you know. Da 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 da. I'm so proud to say that I'm taking after you. Mama, I am who I am, and it's because of you. I love you, Mom.
Very nice.
Woo! Probably like the most gentle song I've ever written, so that's the only one I got.
And you're tired of that one, is what you're saying?
This one, no. I'm becoming tired of it, yeah. You know, you play it like 5,000 times and then...
Yeah.
But yeah, I still love it, but it's tough. It's also tough because you send the song out to be reviewed and then put on, you know, and when you send it out, there's a lot of denials. So it's a lot of like people like giving critiques and denying the song, which is also...
Denial, you know, from what? Like radio and stuff?
Like playlists is one, or blogs. I do this like Submit Hub thing where you can like submit to a bunch of places. And I think I got I mean, this is very common. I'm not trying to get anyone to feel bad for me. I think I got like 20 rejections, and my friend who just came out with a single got 90 rejections. But that's just like a little window of how many people will reject you and, you know, try to critique you. And like, it's just, I've been critiqued and judged and all of that my whole career, and it's totally fine. But like this year, I'm just like not about it. I like don't want to hear people's opinions. It's like I'm over it. Like I don't want to hear it.
Like what critique would people have of that nice song about your mom? What did they say about it?
I don't know. Like everyone has their own opinion. They're like, oh, it's too country, or it's not melodic enough, or it doesn't bring me to a place that I want it to bring me, or this or that, or some bullshit that I don't want to hear. So what I just say is like, I love the song, and if I love it, someone else will. And you know, that's where I'm at.
Well, it brought me to a place that I did want to be. So nice work.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
And if Travis you didn't like it, I wouldn't want to hear it.
I do not want to be in most places. Exactly. So yeah. Good stuff.
Good.
Well, I'm still passive aggressive. I mean, we're not going to get rid of that. I don't think.
I don't think we will.
Yeah. I don't think that's a criticism of the music. I think that's just like it's deep in my soul, Liz. It's all the way.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been working on this for years. I don't think there's any song that would make that go away.
That's definitely.
Gotta stay true to you.
Liz, are you active on the social medias? Is there a place that people can find you at?
I'm mostly on Instagram these days under Liz Bills. But of course, you can also go to my website, lizbills.com. I'm on Facebook under Liz Bills Music, I think. And then YouTube. I have a bunch of videos on there.
And people need to Gmail you pictures of them with their moms.
Yeah. So if you forget the Gmail, you can go to Instagram, and then the link is in the bio there. If you go to my webpage, lizbills.com, there's a little button there. Actually, there's not. So yeah, you can either go to Instagram or you can email me at lizbills1@gmail.com. I have so many pictures. It's awesome. The video is going to be epic. And if you guys want to send me any pictures, you can.
I have a picture in mind that I'm going to send you. For sure.
Yes. Matt, I'm going to go over to my parents' house tomorrow and find one. See, the problem, Liz, is mom's usually the one that's always taking the pictures. So
I know. Yeah.
Really, mom's not in very many of them.
It was
the one
hard for me to actually find one of me and my mom. It was very hard. I'm sure there's one, even if it's just your mom, you know? But yeah, you're right. It's usually of the kids.
Moms, you know?
Yeah.
Moms.
The real photographers.
I know. Yeah. But yeah, it'll come out on Mother's Day, so it'll be a nice Mother's Day gift.
Liz, we appreciate you hanging out with us for a bit. It was fun. We should do it again sometime soon.
Yeah, I love talking with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Thank you so much, Liz.
Thanks, Liz.
Yeah, thank you.
Stay safe out there.
Travis, I like that. Liz Bills. That song, I think that people will find that Skype fucking ruined it, as it does so many things.
You'll fix it in post.
Can you do I don't think that's how music works, Travis.
Yeah, it'll blend, because the parts that were cutting out were dead spaces between notes.
You can't
notes.
Just go cutting out stuff in music. You make it sound silly. I'll try.
Give
you
it
know
a
the
shot.
Thing that bums me out about Liz is, you know, we on the Lotus cast.
She's not looking for your criticism, dude.
No, she's not, and she's not going to get it.
I hit that on accident, man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry. I was laughing at Travis, and I hit the wrong button.
Passive aggressive.
what was your point, Matt?
So we've had
Matt. It's almost May.
It's gonna be May.
Sorry, Matt. Go ahead.
Keep going.
No, it's good.
No, you had her on a bunch of times. You have to finish your thought, otherwise it's gonna just be you saying the thing that disappoints me about Liz.
Yeah. I was gonna say the thing that bums me out about Liz is that I think that her and all of her projects are so talented, but she really, you know, is always trying to strive and work hard and work against the criticisms. And I think she just needs to, embrace her and just like, you know, she's so talented. I've always, loved her music, and I think she's got a good thing going for her. And
that song was great. And I'm not familiar with her, but I love her. I love her voice.
She's got an amazing voice, and she's always so soulful when she sings. You guys, if you didn't listen to us on the Lotus Cast, she was on like I think a couple seasons of American Idol, like in the early on in the season.
Yeah, I read in her bio that she was like a top 30 finalist.
I think she's got a really good talent, and go check her stuff out. She's always been great to listen to.
Yeah, whenever she was on the Lotus Cast, that was something that, like, the first time she was on it, it was really kind of shocking.
Blew us away.
She's so soft spoken, but then man,
that voice comes out, and you're like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, that's crazy. And I have her music, her songs are always really good, and anything that she's ventured down to, you know, with the rock band Analog Heart, when you heard that, and you're like, wow, this is fucking kick ass. To the more soulful stuff with Liz Bills and The Change. You know, to wherever she's going, I think she'll always do a good job. So,
Travis, let me ask you a question.
Please do.
Do you have what you would say is like a pick of the week, something you want the people to know about, Travis?
No.
Okay. Nice.
Okay. Matt, pick of the week, Matt?
My pick of the week is I'm Dill Dannon. I'm Dill Dannon. I think that's got to be the new intro for the show, honestly. Like, it's just take out that other shit and just put I'm Dill Dannon.
I feel like this, right? Like, this, that they should use that for like a yogurt commercial for like a Dannon, like a Danimals. Of course. Yogurt.
I'm Dill Dannon. I am
Dannon Oikos.
There you go.
You know what's awful is like, it's fucking Elton John. He's an icon. He is a motherfucking icon. He has so many huge, massive hits, and this is where we're at.
That's why they sometimes say quit while you're ahead, right?
Yeah, but you know what? When he's got a band behind him and fucking backup singers, and he's in an audience, you know, a fucking stadium, I it still rocks. I'm sure it does. But when he's in his basketball court and there's 16 basketballs around. He just probably.
Who you think Elton John's shooting hoops with in his personal basketball court?
His gay lover, probably, Travis.
Well, they're married, I think, right?
His kids.
You think so? And his kids would probably be like 45. I bet
Elton John likes
old.
Basketball. Like, he's pretty short, so he probably like really gravitates towards.
Well, I think I've seen him on like the courtside seats at a like a Lakers game or something. Like, I'm sure he enjoys basketball.
I mean, celebrity haven't you seen on the
court? Well, that's true. That's true as well. But I'm just trying to picture. I'm trying to picture Elton John in like basketball shorts, shooting hoops like outside with like his butler on the sidelines with a water bottle or something, you know, just trying to figure out who he'd be shooting against.
Him and Neil Patrick Harris.
Drunk, you got a pick of the week, buddy? A pick of the week.
Liz Bill's new single coming out May 1st. Go
Drunk, are you gonna send her a picture of you and your mom?
Drunk, send her a picture of you and your mom.
Okay,
gotta get you in the in the video.
Oh, yeah, you probably have one from your St. Patrick's Day parade.
Probably do.
Yeah, send her a picture of when you and your mom helped spread COVID-19.
Maybe not from this year. Do it from previous year.
Baby drunk, doot, 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 doot. Baby drunk, doot, doot, you know, drunk? Baby drunk.
You know, a year ago yesterday, I was in Cape Cod and loving life.
That's right.
Is that when you were posting like 17 pictures a day from all the places that you ate at that day?
It was.
That was awesome.
A year ago, I blew off drunk to hang out with him in Boston.
Oh, that's right.
He sure did.
That's true. That's true.
Guys, pick of
the
week.
Hey, buddy, what are you doing? And I'm like, ooh, leave that on unseen.
Guys, pick of the week. I know I'll be jumping on the bandwagon, but the new Fiona Apple record, it got 100% on Pitchfork. And
do you like that?
It's great.
Like that?
It's great. I like all of Fiona Apple's albums. They're all great.
We should have asked Liz Bills about Fiona Apple.
Call her back. Call, what was that, Travis? F457
CBD 95 FD 78.
Yeah. Call her back and ask her about Fiona Apple.
I totally forgot about Fiona Apple till about 2 weeks ago when I was driving in my vehicle and it popped up on one of the Sirius channels that I was listening to, and I forgot how much I loved the song Criminal.
Travis, they're all good. Like, all the albums are good. It's funny because, like, she didn't come out of her house. Like, on this record, she didn't come out of her house. You can hear her cats meowing in the background. Like, it's like she emerges every 8 years like a locust and drops an album that Pitchfork gives 9, 9.5, or 10 stars.
She's like the Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah, like she comes out of her house to take her new album to the record store, and then she goes back to her house. Like, she's been sheltering at home for 30 years.
So she's probably dealing with the COVID crisis.
Yeah, she's probably doing just fine, Travis.
She's got DoorDash coming to bring her like egg rolls.
She knows the DoorDash guy's name. Like, he comes every day.
It's like they're good pals because it's like
she doesn't even order it anymore. The guy just knows what she wants and brings it. Right. Seriously, like she's a shut-in. She'll do like 3 print interviews, release an album. She might do 5 tour dates on the coast, and then like she just goes back to her house, and like you wait 8 or 9 years for her to emerge again. And that
like an amazing life.
Fucking batshit crazy. You want to talk about finding something original? Like, this gal like just fucking does whatever the fuck she wants. She doesn't sound like anybody. So yeah, I've gushed about Fiona Apple enough, Travis. That's good enough, right? We did it.
We did do it. Absolutely.
So guys, thanks. We'll do it again. It might not be a week. It might be less than a week. Who knows? But at least a week, right?
At least we'll be back in a week, most definitely.
Yeah, but maybe also other stuff too.
Who else is going to keep you company during this quarantine at home?
Yeah, we're all in this together, Travis.
We're all dill danning,
guys. I'm dill danning, and I'm dill danning too. We're all dill danning. Drunk, that's my mama, right?
I am dill danning.
Guns out, front's out.
Your blood like when it freezes, just like ice. That the cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind and misuse. And did you think you will never win? Look at me, I'm coming back again. Got a taste of love in a simple way. You need to know what I'm still standing. You just fade away. You know I'm still standing there and evident. Look like a true survivor, feel like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time. Backing up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still standing, yeah. Me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. If I love the death of circus, you'd be a clown by now. You know, I'm still dead, better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little cat. I'm still standing after all that time. Backing up the pieces of my life without chance.
Pick a day this week and just play Dill Danin for 24 hours on Strange Label. Just 24 hours straight of Dill Danin.
Just have Dill Danin day. I'm Bill Dannon.
I remember when one of our local radio stations, when they turned from, I don't know if it was pop or it was from something to a rock station, and they just played it was the Dee Snider. It was the Twisted Sisters.
We're not gonna take it.
They played that on a loop for an entire weekend, for like 72 hours nonstop.
Drunk, you remember when the Blues won the cup and they played Gloria for like a
24 hours? Gloria, baby.
Yeah, they played.
It's fucking nuts.
It ended and then they just started it again and played it over and over and over again. Yeah.
But so Dill Dannon Day on Strange Label sounds amazing.
That does sound pretty amazing. I don't know if we can get it. Oh, nobody's paying attention. We could
right do now. One of our local stations is playing Christmas songs.
Right now?
Yeah.
Why?
We need a little Christmas.
They told all their DJs to go fuck off playing Christmas music.
I'm Dill Dannon.
Pleasure to make your acquaintance, Mr. Dannon.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.